All right, yes, we want to welcome into the cave this morning Greg Schoonover. He is the girls' golf coach at Adrian High School. Greg, who have you brought with you this morning? He's got to get this thing.
Okay. Yeah. I brought senior captain Eden Palmani. Did I say that right? I don't say your last name very often. And sophomore Cassidy Hawkins.
Well, welcome into the show, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. So give us an overview. It was a very successful season for the girls, obviously.
Yes, it was.
And so kind of give us an overview of how things went.
I actually have a prepared statement.
Oh, there we go. Okay. We always like that.
I've learned from the great broadcaster and my ex-golf coach, Fred Smith.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Fredo.
So I'd like to thank the folks that helped sponsor our team this year with our scramble and along the way, and that's Pelham's Auto Sales, Woodlawn Golf Course, which lets us run wild out there, and Smith's Nursery, El Chapeline, who helped us, and of course, the Elliott's driving range. Greg's been super to us. Hitting balls is the secret to getting better. And Loveland Insurance also helped us with that.
Wonderful.
I want to say that when you read the scores in the papers, and some people still think they're kind of high, these girls have to putt every ball into the hole. They don't get to bump the ball. So when you're playing in your league and doing like I do and bumping it up on the fly.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Picking up your three-footers, they're not allowed to do that. They can't touch the ball even playing on a public course. So the games are really hard for them, and they persevere with that. I also want to thank the teachers for letting these girls miss like a month of school.
Wow.
Good thing that they are all very good students. The teacher's very patient. The staff at Adrian High and scheduling our vans and our rotating schedule with our Ann Arbor schools having a hard time getting course time. We have to make changes on the fly. And also just all the girls. I've been really impressed with all the girls playing golf, all the teams. Nice girls. Our girls have girls that they've become friends with from other schools playing with them. They all play the game with integrity. And it really makes you feel good to know that there's kids out there. The other thing, my kids are great students. I don't get those reports in my mailbox at school, which makes my job a lot easier. So that's pretty much my piece as far as that.
Well, you know, of course, we want to say congratulations to you, the White Division Coach of the Year in the SEC this year, and congratulations to you ladies and your teammates for winning the SEC White Division Golf title.
Thank you.
Okay, so one thing I want to ask them, what class are you missing here at the moment?
My first hour at orchestra right now.
Oh, what do you play?
I play the cello.
Yeah, that's a long.
I guess I should point that out. That all my girls are playing multi-sports and have multi-activities, and our seniors then go to their jobs. So it's amazing. I get tired thinking about how much they have to do.
So whenever you're playing the cello, do you actually sometimes putt it a little bit?
Yeah, sometimes I do the same hand movements.
Okay, cool. And what class are you missing? I know it's unfortunate, but
yeah, it really is. I'm currently missing Algebra 2.
Oh, gee whiz. I know you'd love to be there. We're sorry to drag you away. So can you tell us a little bit about the season and how things went? Obviously, do you have matches against the other five White Division schools in golf? Maybe not every school has a team.
Actually, every school in our conference has a team other than Ypsilanti keeps plotting away up there trying to get enough girls to play, and we put them on the schedule, and it hasn't happened the last 2 years, but hopefully he can build that up. We actually, the way we structure our schedule, we play everyone in the conference, including the red divisions.
Okay, including the red division.
I think, winning the SEC White was great, but I think we would agree that we thought our biggest win was when we took down Celine and Ipsy Lincoln, both red teams. Mm-hmm. Celine finishing second in the red in the big schools, and we beat them on Celine's course and played really well that day. And they're nodding their head. They agree. So
yeah, like you can chime in with a yes, because it's hard to hear the nodding.
Yes.
So that was your biggest win of the season,
yeah,
you think?
My freshman year, we always always got dead last. We were still a strong team, but not as strong as we are right now. So we improved a lot.
And so, Greg, what year is this in for you coaching the girls' team?
This is the second year. I ended up with the job because it rained out Wolf Creek one day. So me and Coach McNaughton were going to play Wolf Creek, and they were rain. As you know, it rains out if it goes 6-8 inches in a day. So Woodlawn drains, so we headed to Woodlawn. Got there, and the parking lot was full. And Jamie Wilson, who runs Woodlawn and Lunaway Hills, said, "We get you on in an hour and a half." And I said, "Yeah, we're not waiting an hour and a half." So Coach McNaughton and I went to putt. And next thing I know, he's dragging me in front of my first athletic director. I'm on my third. saying, about 3 days for their first match, these girls need a coach, and would you be willing to do it? And I can't say I accepted right away, but I took them out for a couple of our four-hole run, 6 through 9, and they just kind of grew on me. And I said, I have the time. Let's do this. And I'm glad I have.
Okay.
Hopefully you're glad I have. So.
Greg, you joined Tom McNaughton as coach of the year. He has been coach of the year multiple times. So that's great that you accomplished that in just your second year.
Well, I can't come close to Tom McNaughton's accomplishments, including all his hole-in-ones. But Tom knows what's up on the golf course when we're both there. So
All right. Eden, I want to talk to you a little bit about you're a senior.
Yes.
And any plans for going to the next level as far as golf is concerned?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not the best golf player, so I don't think I'd be able to play in college, but I would love to just keep playing with my friends. It's such a good sport because you can keep playing no matter what age you are. It doesn't physically strain your body. So I do plan to keep playing golf.
All right. And as a senior, what was the strength of your team this year?
Just, we had so many strengths. Especially Cassidy, she's such a strong player. And I think one of our biggest strengths is just the positivity we gave. And we had such a good environment. And I don't think I've ever had so much fun being on a sports team.
Well, that's great. And so you're a multi-sport student. And what are some of the other sports that you play?
I play soccer as well.
Soccer, okay. All right. And
How long have you been playing golf?
I started my freshman year, so I've been playing for 4 years.
So that was the first time you played golf was your freshman year?
I never touched a club before my freshman year.
And how did that happen? Why did you decide to pick up a golf club?
So I wanted to play another sport. I've only ever played soccer. And I didn't really know anything about golf, and I wanted to play a fall sport, and it was either running my guts out in cross country or playing golf. And I was like, I think I'll go for golf. And I ended up really liking it. At first, it was very frustrating because golf takes a ton of more skill than I ever thought. So I really had to work on it and work on my game, and it was worth it in the end.
The challenges that Tom McNaughton faces. Okay.
Let's talk to Cassidy here. Now, Cassidy, you're a sophomore, and tell us how long you've been playing golf and what you think your strengths are.
So I've been playing golf consistently for about the past 3 years. I really took it up when COVID hit because golf courses were about, like, the only thing open, and I immediately fell in love with it. I just feel like it's so fun, the fact that you can never perfect the game. Like, there's always something more to work on, and there's always challenges. And me, I'm a very competitive person, and so, like, I really strive on challenges and, like, being challenged by a sport.
Well, golf is an individual sport, really, when you come right down to it. And it's not just the physicality of the game, it's the mental portion of the game. How do you balance those two out?
Golf definitely is a big mental sport. I think for me, just really keeping myself in check on the course is important because I could be playing a great round, but as soon as, like, stuff starts going through my head, like, I start looking at the leaderboard and, like, a pressure will get to me, and it can really affect my golf game even though it shouldn't, but it's just you really have to keep yourself in check and stay focused and in the right mindset on the course.
I see you had a 96 at the regionals. What was your best score this year?
My best score on 18 this year was an 88.
Wow, that's really great.
Yeah, he's never even seen that. Never seen.
Maybe I better take lessons from your coach here.
Maybe.
But anyway, so you're a sophomore, and what do you see for the next 2 years as far as golf?
I definitely am going to continue playing. I find a lot of joy in golf, and so I hope that in the next few years we can really start getting a good team together. And obviously losing these seniors will be hard because, like, all I've ever known is the golf team with them, and so it'll be hard without them. But I definitely think that in the next 2 years we can bring a solid team and hopefully just make more memories and have fun.
Well, yeah, three seniors you're going to be losing. Quinn Hale, Lainey Betts, and let's see, who is the other one? And right and there. You, of course. Eden. Trying to find the list here. But you and Megan Schutte will be the returning golfers to the team. Do you have any other players that are coming up?
Yeah, so we have another sophomore, Grace Smart, and then we have a junior, Riley, and then another sophomore, Ryan, and another sophomore, Hema, and I think...
Maddie.
Oh, and another sophomore, Maddie. And I think we're going to hopefully try to get a couple Katie. More. Oh, and Cadence, yeah. Which she's a junior. She'll be a senior next year.
She had to sit out for transfer, so she'll be.
But hopefully we'll be able to recruit a few more of the eighth graders, incoming freshmen, and, yeah, get some more girls on the team.
Was there a point in the season when you realized that you could win the White Division Championship this year? I mean, how did the season evolve? And, I mean, and you got better as the season went along. Was there a point in the season where you thought it was going to happen? Yeah.
We would like to say that we planned on winning the White Division this year. We only missed it by 1 point last year, and so that was our goal from the outset. So it was good to accomplish it. We were the points leader throughout the regular matches, and then securing it with the conference win. We had to pull Quinn away from college. She took a lot of college courses and missed some matches, and we proved to be resilient, and were able to do that. And that was a very proud of them for doing that. But no, we planned on winning the White Division this year right from the start.
Yep.
And we did it.
And so we're
getting a banner.
Oh, you want to take a break?
We have to take a break here. Can you stick around for a couple of minutes? I know you don't want to get back to class too early.
Right? Yeah,
no, they
fine.
Do.
That's
they want to get fine. Right back, especially Algebra 2.
Yeah.
Well, we have to take a break here, pay some bills, but don't go away. You're inside the cave this morning. Pat Hayes, John Kane will be right back.
Go Blue! 96.5 The Cave and 103.9 WLEN are going blue for you with a Maize and Blue ticket giveaway. You could win a four-pack of University of Michigan football tickets for three great games, including Michigan-Michigan State on October 29th, Michigan versus Nebraska November 12th, and Michigan against Illinois on November 19th, all at the Big House in Ann Arbor, a $1,200 prize package. You can register one time on the air on 96.5 and 103.9 and every day online at WLEN.com. Going Blue for You is brought to you by Fackler Monument, Smitty Service Center, Hyatt Insurance, Magic Fountain Auto Wash, 96.5 The Cave, and 103.9 WLEN. There's no purchase necessary to enter and no age limit, but you must have a valid email address. Contest ends October 7th. Hail to the victors. We're going blue for you. Long Motor Sales and Long's Automotive Service in Tecumseh is proud to be celebrating nearly 60 years of being family-owned and operated. Eric would never sell you a vehicle he wouldn't have his own family drive. Every car is carefully inspected before the sale is complete. Integrity and quality cars at fair prices. That's the secret to their success.
Now on the lot at Long Motor Sales is a silver 2007 GMC Yukon. This four-door SUV with a V8 5.3-liter natural aspiration engine, cruise control, tow package, remote start, and with 163,000 miles, this will be a great SUV for many more years. Price to sell at $9,950. Stop in and tell Eric you want to take this SUV for a ride today.
If your vehicle needs an oil change or a major repair, take it to Long's Automotive Service service. Nathan Long has over 20 years of experience as a certified technician, giving you dealership quality service at a low price. This message has been brought to you by Long Motor Sales and Long's Automotive Service in Tecumseh. Long, a name you know and trust.
Lenawee Intermediate School District is seeking superheroes to work undercover as speech-language pathologists in local K-12 and preschool educational settings. These heroes use their powers to help students with speech, language, and communication disorders or delays reach their full potential. Direct employees will receive competitive wages, tuition reimbursement, state retirement benefits, and excellent healthcare options. Contracted employees can earn up to $80,000 annually. Answer the call today at www.lisd.us/careers.
The Springs BP on West US 223 near Onsted Highway is your locally owned one-stop convenience store. The Springs BP Beer Cave is fully stocked and has a huge selection of craft beer along with all of the standards. If you're looking for something a little different, they have a variety of prepared cocktails and drink mixes plus state minimum prices on their huge selection of liquor. The Springs BP also has propane tank exchanges, fishing licenses, and bait. So if you're headed to the lake for the weekend or just heading home, make sure you stop and shop at the Springs BP.
Whether you are a veteran or veterans dependent in Lenawee County and are unsure of the VA healthcare benefits, the Lenawee County Department of Veterans Affairs is there for you. If you have questions about whether you are eligible for VA healthcare benefits, the Lenawee County Department of Veterans Affairs will walk you through the process and make sure you get all the benefits you have earned through your service to our country. For more information, call the Lenawee County Department of Veterans Affairs at 264-5335. We invest in our veterans as they are the heroes in our county.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyatt Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
And you're back inside the cave this morning. Pat Hayes, John Cain. And in studio with us, we have Greg Schoonover, head girls golf coach at Adrian High School. And we have also Cassidy Hawken and Eden Palmieri. Did I get that correct?
It's Palmieri.
Palmieri, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's an N, not an R.
Okay.
Okay.
That writing is pretty small on this paper.
Well, we were talking a little bit off air, and... That's the one thing about golf as a sport. The equipment is not standardized, and you guys can play. You play different color balls. Is that how that works? I thought that, like, in a match. I mean, I could see what when you were doing it, like practice and stuff. But in a match, you have to play. You play different colored balls.
I personally only play a white ball just because it's the only thing I can see. My teammate Lainey refuses to play anything else but an orange ball because she can't see anything else, which I guess it works for her. And
yeah, and I always play a pink ball. It's just like my good luck charm. Every match, I always play a pink number 3 Callaway ball.
All right. Hey.
Pink. Wow. Okay. Okay.
Hey, whatever works, you know. Superstition, I guess, here, huh?
Well, and then there are challenges when you're on the course because it's not like you're the only ones on the course, right?
Oh, no, definitely not. There will be a couple of times where I'll just be playing or a couple golfers will just drive in front of me. I've had an instance where there was a lady on a course and we had her carts in the driveway, and she yelled at us because we put our golf carts in the way while we were in an official match. We've had people come up and take our balls while we were playing with them and drive away, and my coach had to go chase them down. So there's been interesting moments.
And speaking of coaches, we have to give a shout out to your assistant, right? Greg, you got
to. Do I have to do it?
Oh, yeah, you got to do it.
We want to thank Coach Steve Moore for coming aboard, and he has also just been named the head girls basketball coach. So
very nice.
Now, in this case, he is trying to steal girls from the golf team.
But in this case, they do get to play an orange ball.
Right. That is.
Yeah.
I don't think Laney's going to sign up. He's not structuring for seniors real hard right now either, but I'm sure he'd take care of you.
Well, ladies, I want to ask you, you know, what was your favorite golf course to play on this year?
I loved Celine's course just because it was very short and it was kind of easy for the way I play. Mm-hmm. And I also really liked Arbor Hills because it's so beautiful. I think I saw an otter while I was playing, and I saw deer. Oh. It's just so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, I personally really liked the course that was in Washtenaw County called Lake Forest Golf Club. We played there twice this season, and I shot two of like my best 9-hole rounds. And I feel like it was just a course that I, like, something clicked there. I played really good, and it just, my golf game felt solid.
So where's your home course?
Woodlawn Golf Club.
Okay, Woodlawn, okay.
So my question is, when you're in the SEC and you're playing all the SEC schools, so all the matches, even against the Red Division, count, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and so that win over Celine had to have been huge in getting you to the White Division Championship.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Because they're a pretty good team, right?
Oh, a very good team. And for a long time. And they have more girls than we have. But the way the points work is you get 2 points for everyone you defeat as the year goes along. And at the conference meet, you get 4 points. There we are divided strictly to white and to red. Mm. And then you get 4 points for every team you beat there. And then they take the total points. But like I said, we had a pretty good lead most of the year. We were most scared of Jackson because they have a young lady that's pretty near scratch. And but then they have a hard time filling in that 3 and 4 spot. And that's what it takes. Told the girls, like we were talking about, this is an individual sport. So it's kind of funny to have to play it as a team.
Yeah.
And the real pressure here is if you're having a bad day, you have to stick with it. You have to keep your head down and keep plowing through. So,
Greg, I want to ask you this question. How many golfers do you have on your team? And tell us about, you know, how many – I know you have multiple golfers playing, but how many scores do you take?
We have 11 players on the team. SEC matches are 6 players, count 4. So you are allowed to throw out your 2 high scores for that day. Most of the invitationals are in the States are 5, count 4. So you only have that 1 safety valve.
Okay.
Right there. So the pressure was on yesterday for the girls to score, and they all came through.
So is when you're in a match, do you have any idea – while the match is going on, how the scoring is going, and maybe what you might need to do down the stretch to get a win, or do you not know that at all?
The new thing, and was frightening to me when I started on, was that they play, they score on their phones. So girls out there who are thinking about golf and you want to play a sport where you have your phone in your hand, this is the sport.
Wow.
So there's a company called Wanamaker. All the Michigan high schools have a site, and we create our tournaments, invite our players, put that in the application, and they actually I can track them as they play. I know what hole they're on. As long as the girls are playing with are entering the scores and entering the correct scores, and then I get the coach, can you change the score? So it's nice that everything comes in on that way, and although we do still keep a hard card for any mistakes.
So can anyone get on that site to see how things are going?
Parents and fans can buy tickets. You can buy a yearly pass, and you can actually sit at home if you can't make it to your daughter's match. You can sit there and watch, and sometimes I get texts from parents saying how things are going, and I drive around and say, how come you haven't updated the last 2 holes so I know what's going on? So you get a mm-hmm. picture. It's not always a clear picture because there could be one score not lagging. In fact, at the county meet, one of the girls for Clinton hadn't turned in a score, and it turned out that kind of turned the match where we won. I kind of thought we had lost that one, and we came out on top. So,
well, one thing I want to say to you, thank you for sending in your recaps of your matches this year. We certainly appreciate it. And of course, we encourage all coaches to do that, and because if we don't have them, we can't talk about them. So, but we're glad that you did that.
We're real proud of our girls.
I want to talk about next year. What have you established or have thought about any of the goals for next year?
I think we want to retain the SEC White and try to get a little closer to making that top three in the state, in our regional, I'm sorry, to go to states. We should have a good solid core. We got some work to do. Of course, Cassidy, we think, will be one of our leaders. And my job is to get some girls chasing Cassidy because that's the way it works. If you can have competition within the team, then that makes everybody get better. But one thing I'd say is that the competition, and it's been on the golf teams I played on, it's always friendly. And like I tell them, I don't care if I put you at one seed or five seed. If you shoot 69, they're going to hand you the trophy. So,
well, you know, courtesy is one of the big things in golf. And it's nice to hear that that these girls are making friends with other teams that they play. And you know, golf is, you know, one of those sports where, you know, it's nice to play and compete, but yet it's cordial.
Absolutely. And we have the nicest girls on the course, in my opinion.
That's great.
Even though they won't talk to me while they're playing most of the time.
Screws my game up. Right.
You mean it's happened before?
Yeah. While they're playing, my job is to ride around and say, "Do you need a water?"
That's right. You can't coach, can you?
Actually, you can.
You can.
And different coaches have different ways of that. If I see a girl that is in trouble, and I might come along and provide options as how to get out of that, because what I preach, damage control. Keeping bogeys from becoming triples is the way to getting a good score. And then also we work hard on our short games because how many putts, ladies, on a green?
Two putts per hole.
Thank you.
That's nice.
That's our creed.
Well, my coach is Tom McNaughton, and he always tells me, Pat, do what a smart golfer would do.
That's good advice.
That's great advice.
And I've rarely seen Tom take that advice.
We are about out of time here, but we want to thank you all for coming in.
Congratulations on being Coach of the Year.
Yep.
Congratulations on the SEC White Division Championship.
Thank you.
I want to just say, as far as Coach of the Year, if your girls go out and win both ends of the conference, chances are you're going to be Coach of the Year. So.
What about during the off season? Do these girls, they're playing as much as they can?
Hopefully they are, yes. But we are going to try to do summer workouts next year. We got some young players we need to develop. And we have two new juniors that came out that have never played golf. They played golf now for 4 weeks. In fact, our season's over. I felt bad some of the kids can't go to all the matches, so I sent out texts yesterday to some of our girls, our six girls that aren't playing, and said, "Do you want to have one more practice and go out to Woodlawn even though the year's over?" And they all said, "Yes, let's do that."
All right. Hey, we are out of time. We are out of time here on Inside the Cave. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. You're Inside the Cave. We'll see you soon.